And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. In the studio with us, Pastor Scott. He's from First Baptist Church of San Diego. We're going to discuss the University City shooting, and we're going to discuss it at length to figure out what is it that's going on around here in San Diego and around the country and around the world, and see if there are directions for some answers. Also, we're going to look at this devotional diamond of the day called Same Spirit, Then and Now. We'll take a small little journey into the let go thought process, and then we're going to wind it down with and now and here and yes.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. And the fact that we have Pastor Scott hanging out with us so we can talk about the shooting that took place, that tells you a little bit about the surviving, the living, and the prevailing. We're also going to cover some politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities. I mean, I got grandkids. You got to be kidding me. You want to talk about insanity? Just pick a day or an hour. We've got it covered. There's so much to talk about. Oy vey. And so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's never been professional radio. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're never going to get there. It's never going to get there. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I'm going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Miss Foster, you must alert the authorities immediately.
Why is that, sir?
All these new people we hired have been replaced by alien life forms.
And what makes you say that?
They're all here on time.
That's because they're from helpwantedsandiego.com.
That's their home planet?
No, it's the job site. So easy to apply that the number of applies per posting are now up over 57%.
Why are they all smiling so much?
Because they're happy.
Because they're not human.
Could be because they don't have to drive ridiculously long distances.
In their little spaceships.
In their cars.
The pod people do seem to be good at what they do.
Well, we get some of our best hirees through helpwantedsandiego.com.
Do we?
The site is super mobile friendly and the apply process is so easy. The applies are up over 57%, so they have more qualified local employees than ever.
So what is that strange sound I hear? Surely some intergalactic language.
I believe it's called laughter.
Well, at least they've come in peace. But whatever do we feed them?
I'm going to go with lunch. Lower prices to post jobs, mobile friendly, and so easy to apply to great local jobs. HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Long name, amazing results.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn earrings today.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Michaela's got, like, the best earrings.
Sarah, buckle up.
I wish my name was Michaela.
We're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh, yeah, seatbelt. I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
It can be tough getting through the kids, but it's your job to make sure they're wearing your seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. In studio with me, Pastor Scott Furrow. I guess, because I don't know if your church has a nickname or not, because some churches will have like a nickname, or, you know, along those lines. But you guys are basically, you're the First Baptist Church.
That's right. We're actually the First Baptist Church.
As in actually the actual First
Baptist Church? Yes, 1869. The story is we opened 2 days before the First First Presbyterian Church. So I don't know how the Baptists pulled that off, but we did it.
That's pretty good, because then you guys could always be the First Baptist Church / before the Presbyterian Church / Church in San Diego.
No, right,
How to do that. All right, so Pastor Scott's taking some time. Come down to the studio. Wants to talk, because we're going to have a discussion about the shooting that took place. I do want people to know from a church point of view that First Baptist Church San Diego, located at 5055 Governor Drive. And my understanding is you're running a 9 and 10:30. Is that correct?
That's right, 9 o'clock and 10:30 in the morning.
So. All right, so that's for those that need to get up early and get it done. And then for those that need to sleep in, you are both accommodated.
Call our 9 a.m. the sunrise service for us San Diegans.
For San Diegans, that's pretty accurate. People come in with their sunglasses. What?
That's right.
All right. We know that right within 1 mile of this studio, there was a terrible situation. And I'm going to give some info on it, and I'll let you fill in the gap. I'm not the most knowledgeable about it, but my understanding is a gentleman was at some form of a party, some form of a birthday party. He was recently in a relationship that terminated and was down in the dumps about that, or really upset about that. And he went out and ended up shooting 7 or 8 people. One person actually died. Other people are seriously injured. And it just happened right in the heart of our own community in University City. And first of all, that's pretty surprising for this area, isn't it? It's not typical for here.
You know what? It's surprising, but then again, it isn't, because as I think we've been learning recently, that it can happen anywhere at any time. You just have no idea what is going through people's heads, people who live right next door to you, who you say hi to in the elevator, but otherwise you never really know anything that's going on in their life.
Yeah, and that's a great point, because the way things are going, it seems like society, things can break in a hurry. And in our understanding, and we've heard a couple of news reports, I've talked to Tugboat Todd about this and some other producers, that as best people can tell, it's not a racially motivated scenario. It's not a political statement. The best that we are able to assess at this point is that this is a gentleman that had a broken relationship with a woman, shot people, and then while he was talking to her on the phone and drinking a beer, apparently, then shot and killed somebody and shot more people. And so I look at that and I think, you know, before they interject, you know, race and, you know, blame, and because they're going to do it and it's going to happen and everybody knows it and there's no surprise there. It just makes me think, man, our own city, San Diego, one of the best cities in the world, there are a lot of hurting people in this harvest out here, aren't there?
Yeah, that's right. There's a lot of hurting people, and they're right next to us. There are people that we see every day. There are people who we work with every day. And we have become a nation and a group of people who are so private. We put not just physical walls up, but emotional walls up. And we don't want to let anybody know that things aren't going too well. And unfortunately, this kind of thing is happening more and more often.
Is there a better response for believers? I think the most common response that I've come across is you want to pray for, you know, everybody involved. You want to pray for and I mean everybody involved. I mean, the shooter is my understanding, and I'll let Tugboat Todd correct me, I think he took his life afterwards. Did he take his life or did he not take his life?
I believe he was shot by the police.
Oh, he was shot by the police. All right. So he's passed on, but his family, that's got to be pretty traumatic, because probably nobody in the family is thinking that's going to happen. The woman who got shot, the family members of the woman who got killed, other family members who are thinking, what?
That's
What is a better place for the Christian than just that typical distant, well, I'll pray for them, and then just like kind of exiting the situation and never thinking about it again?
That's a great question. Here's what I think. This is something that we make the centerpiece of everything we do, for example, in our ministry, is we want to be out in front of it, that we use a word called oikos, which most people think is just a yogurt, and you wouldn't believe the number of yogurt coupons I get for saying that, but your oikos is the 8 to 15 people that God has purposefully and providentially placed in your relational world. And every person in our church has a call from the Lord to minister to those people who are in that group of 8 to 15. And some of them are Christians, some of them are not. And these are our coworkers, our classmates, they are our next door neighbors. They're people who are in our sphere of influence. And our job is to minister to them before this kind of thing happens, to get to know them, to take them out to coffee, to develop that relationship, because you never know how they might open up and somebody might say, hey, you know what? I just broke up with my girlfriend and I'm having these thoughts. But maybe he had nobody to say that to. And I believe that our job as believers in making disciples, inherently in making disciples, you have to make them of the people that you know and that you interact with on a regular basis. And whether you like them or not, they're in your life. And I think God has put you there on purpose. So I think certainly as the church, we have to respond to this. We're probably going to do a prayer service. We're setting up prayer tables over there. There's all kinds of things we do in response. But proactively, we can actually change the culture when we love people intentionally the way Jesus loved us. And that was before we knew he loved us.
Is the reservation by, let's say, by people of the faith? I'm going to use those people because that's what I'm concentrating
on.
It's not to the any kind of detriment of anybody else. But is it that we have a protected core and we either don't want to expand it, or sometimes there's just a fear of getting to know people? Or is there, and I hate to say this, is there a selfishness in getting to know people? Because then, oh, now you got to do something, you know?
You know, I think in a way it's all of the above, but in the big picture is we are very busy and it's hard sometimes to think of your life with a greater mission. You think of your life with whatever job you have to do from 8 to 5 and you're busy with your kids and you've got family troubles of your own, and there's a whole lot of things going on. But you know what? It changes. Your whole life changes when you wake up in the morning and you realize, you know what? There's 8 to 15 people that God wants me to pray for right now. I'm going to pray for those people, whether I like them or not. And I'm going to see and ask God to use me in their life. And you'd not believe how God opens up that door. And there's something about living on mission that way, where you pay attention to the people who are sitting next to you in class or in the workplace or the guy in the apartment next to you. And you're just praying for them even though they don't know it. And then you take those opportunities when they arise to say hello, to ask how you're doing, to sit by them at lunch, to actually get coffee with them. And it changes your whole life. And then you find out you're not really that busy after all, that you actually do have time for that. And God, I think, provides that time.
That's excellent. That's really a great way to say that, because I've seen reservation come maybe a fear reservation, but ultimately there seems to me like in believers there's a holding back because they don't know. Well, I don't even know if I'll say the right thing, or am I going to sound stupid?
Exactly.
And so there's a more of a, I think, an unspoken intimidation.
Yeah, and we think we need to take a class first. And there's a great passage in Scripture, I believe it's in Mark, where Jesus heals a demon possessed man, and he wants to go with him. And what Jesus says to him is, he doesn't say, go take a class. And once you've taken Christianity 101, 201, 301, 401, in about 3 years, then you can go tell your family what I've done for you. This guy doesn't know anything. He just knows that Jesus saved him. And Jesus tells him, you go right now and tell your people. That word there, by the way, is oikos. You tell those people what the Lord has done for you. And I think God trusts us enough with that message to use us in people's lives, even if we don't know very much. And I think there's a confidence that is gained by trusting God with his mission that he's given you that way.
All right. You're supposed to be here for 1 second. I'm going to keep you over because if you don't mind. Because
that's fantastic. Because, it's like when Johnny Carson brings you over from the
And then
the
you kind of come over that's after right. a little spiel.
I dated myself
and then,
there.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
But we'll pay for the ticket. So
excellent.
Then it's not that big. It's just the traffic on the way home will be a little worse. All right. So here's what we're going to do, Tugboat Tower. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back, and we'll have a chance to talk to Pastor and find out. He's got a lot of stuff going on in the church, but see, his answers are important to me so that people can understand there are responses and reactions we should have as believers, and most of the time that doesn't have to do with burying your head or doing that prayer at a distance because you think that's how you participate. I don't see Jesus going, well, I'll pray about that over there in that area some other time. We'll see what happens. So Pastor Scott Furrow is going to hang out with us. We're going to take a short break and then come back with a little more discussion on San Diego and the recent tragedy and see where we can go from there. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
For centuries, it's been called a land of promise. Today, it's a land of blessing. This year, come and experience for yourself the only place God called my land. Experience Israel this fall and celebrate Jerusalem's 50th anniversary. A once-in-a-lifetime trip awaits as you travel with AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, and Pastor Sean Thornton, host of All Things New Radio. Tour Israel like never before during 9 exciting days. You'll visit Galilee, the Jordan Valley, the Garden Tomb, and many such historic sites. Embolden your faith as you trace back the very steps of Jesus and experience firsthand the beauty of the Mediterranean landscapes, culinary delights, and return home with a renowned vision for your life. A dedicated team of passionate and knowledgeable professionals will lead this tour. 4- and 5-star travel accommodations will give you comfort and safety for the duration of the trip. For full cost and trip details, visit experienceisraeltour.com. That's experienceisraeltour.com.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
We all play a role in keeping our community safe.
Every day, we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good, others not so much.
But that's life.
It's when something doesn't seem quite right
that it's time to pay attention.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
For joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Got Pastor Scott joining us from First Baptist Church of San Diego. Scott Furrow. Furrow. I want to make sure I get that right, so I apologize. But, you know, most pastors, I call them by their first name because, you know, some pastors, I mean, if the last name was, you know, Pastor Stone, it's easier for me because Spoon, but anything beyond that name.
That's right. That's fine.
That's my worst part of my life. Here's one of the things that we're talking about. We're talking about the shooting that just took place last night, University City, and literally a mile from us and very close to you.
Yeah,
in the sense of where the church is located. And for those that want to get more information on the First Baptist Church of San Diego, there's two great ways to do that. That's fbcsd.com. That's the website for First Baptist Church of San Diego. Plus, Facebook, very same thing. You can type in Facebook, First Baptist Church of San Diego, or FBCSD, and you're going to get there that way.
That's right.
You guys are putting together, you're in the process of putting together a gathering for prayer.
Right now we're putting that process, and we're trying to work with some other churches up here in University City to put that together and looking at some things to do for the residents either right on the property there or next to it. And then right now, tentatively, we have a prayer service at the First Baptist Church of San Diego at 7 p.m. on Wednesday night. And that's open for anybody to come by and just pray about this situation specifically and the violence in our culture that we keep seeing.
Yeah, I think what people might not let me see this really. I'm going to be careful when I say this, but my wife and I have been in apartment complexes for I'd say 8 years, the last 8 years. So we know that, and we move almost every year, which is not, she's not that happy about. But, I mean, we do. We just make these different moves because, we, you know, it seems like there are certain doors that seem to open for us. So we're really familiar with apartment complexes and the communities of them and the people connected. In fact, we always go around and meet our neighbors on purpose.
Right.
If we're ever allowed, tell us.
Great.
Here's our cell phone. You know, if our dog does, we have a white boxer that is really cute but no brains. So we just want to make sure that they all know what's going on. But I think that's part of it is that protection part I was talking about, or that separation part that you mentioned and getting involved with 8 to 15. Is there, for the Christian, is there a greater reservation because the atmosphere has been so charged politically and things have, you know, been really tough frustration-wise in the communities, and there's a big part of the community that's really anti-Christian, another part of it that's really, you know, anti-LGBT. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. Is that one of the reasons why people are kind of pulling back and sitting behind walls?
Yeah, I think it's happening in the church the same way as it's happening in the rest of the culture, where we're unfriending people on Facebook or in real life because they have a different political opinion than we have. And we seem to be unable to express it in a friendly way. It used to be you'd say, my colleague on the other side of the aisle, right? And you could, even though behind the scenes you might have been calling them names. In public, it was polite. Now it's these people are libtards, people on the right say, or these people are deplorable and they're irredeemable. And we start to hear these words. And even though our opinions haven't changed that much, the distance between us has changed an awful lot. And where it's difficult to have a conversation. So, you know, I think one of the things the church has to do is write us up above the politics in a post-truth world that we live in now. We have got to be the truth tellers. We've got to have a reputation for that. And getting away from the which side of the political aisle you're on is, I think, an important step for that. Because once you get all the politics away from this shooting or other things like this, there are hurting people who need the Lord and who need to have hope and need to have an understanding of why these things happened and where do they go from here. And we have the answer for that. And the answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer is in the words of Jesus Christ, who said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
You know, I think that's my biggest element on that is when we first talked about this in the first hour, it's that there, you know, the harvest is plentiful and the workers are few. And I mentioned this is not about the workers, everybody getting a stage and having lights and having
right.
everything recorded or being on a radio show. This is about all of us being those ambassadors of hope into a world that finds a lot of desperation, a
exactly.
lot of darkness, a lot of depression and discouragement. And, you know, even if this particular individual was, you know, farther over than they should have been, it's still obvious that we don't do maybe the best of jobs talking about that hope in the atmosphere of society. There's a
right.
there's kind of like a reservation to do it. And it's like, and some people have nothing.
That's
nothing,
right.
Zero.
And I think we need to trust that people are really looking for something that is bold and solid. And they're not just looking for the new self-help thing to go into. They're looking for something that is for real, that is much greater than something they're just seeing on some talk show somewhere, something that they don't get in a lot of the world today, something that is truth.
Yeah, truth. I mean, that's a big, you know, not skewed truth.
Right.
Not truth in order to promote your agenda kind of truth.
Right, not your own set of facts.
Exactly. All right, so a couple of things I do want people to know, because it's important, and that is for First Baptist Church of San Diego, they have a website. So that's not complex because, you know, it's First Baptist Church of San Diego. That's long.
It's a long name.
So long. So
yeah.
You do the short version, FBCSD.com.
That's right. That's the initials, First Baptist Church San Diego.
Correct. Same in regards to their Facebook. I do want to point out that Pastor Scott Furrow has a show called Cultivating Ethos, which is on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. So you might be the kind of person thinking, well, I'm looking for a church, but every time I go to church, I feel like something weird is going on. Well, okay, here's what you do. Listen to his show a couple of times, kind of process in your brain, and then when you're like, yeah, I think I get it, then you can get up, and then you can make it at the 9 or the 10:30 service. If you're me, it's 10:30. But I mean, I'm just saying you can get to either service and gives you a chance to connect. Because, you know, many people who listen to the show know we do a lot of ministering on the show, but lone wolf Christianity is not an acceptable realm to be in, because that just makes you easy pickings for an enemy you know, to be off the side.
That's
so just
right.
Want people to know that. And then just from a church point of view, you guys, any major characters? I'm assuming you're friendly. I'm assuming it's all that because
everybody, of course we are.
I mean, who comes out of the show and goes, our church are full of mean people who throw rocks? I mean, nobody.
That's
really
right. Nobody does that. You know, we're very friendly and we like to have a good time. If we were to put out a list of core values, obviously there are serious ones about the seriousness of our faith and we want to help people, but we also want to have fun. And we try to have a really good time together. And we do. I like to say our church is a lot of fun. And as a pastor who's been there 12 and a half years, I am still having a lot of fun.
That's great. Isn't that a privilege, though?
It is a privilege. It's a wonderful thing. And we have a lot of fun people to be with. So we'd love to have you come by. And if we're too far away from you, you know, something else we do is we'll help you find another fun church closer to you that's Bible-believing. Where you'll be able to connect with some people.
Yeah, see, now that's the kind of pastor I like. So I've got to say, look, if it's not us, we'll get you
we
somewhere.
We think you need to be in a church family.
Yeah, somewhere.
That's somewhere.
Somewhere
that's what
connected
we think.
Somewhere. And then I don't want to minimize what's gone on over here, but I don't want to over-magnify. And by that, I mean, you know, look, this is a tragic situation. And as best we can as Christians, let's not throw a bunch of generic labels at the whole thing and say it's this, it's that, it's whatever. It's the more stunning thing, I think, for the people at the station is when I say it's right down the road, I mean, it is right. You can
see it out the window,
right from the window at the studio.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like it's incredible. So, you know, yes, we want you to pray, but yes, we want you to maybe go a little bit deeper. And if you remember in the very first segment in the first hour, we talked about making sure that you were maybe a little bit more Isaiah 6:8 in your heart. By saying, here am I, Lord, send me to be used, to be able to be used. Because the one thing that is inescapable is these people that are hurting all around us, they have no hope. And what they'll do is they'll put their hope in a relationship or in a moment or in a career or in something that is, that its stability is thin at best. Whereas us, as Bible-believing, born-again, evangelical Christians, we believe in the true hope, and that is our connection, our relationship, our engagement, our fellowship with God Almighty through the redeeming work of the Lord Jesus Christ and empowered by the Holy Spirit. We have gold, and these are people that can't even find dirt.
That's right.
You know, so it's like, we want to do better, right? All right, last words. I just want to give you one last opportunity to say anything and encourage people to check out the pastor's church and check out his show.
Sure. I just want to encourage you to pray for people who are involved in this. Pray for even the police families who had to come. And there are three police officers who I believe shot this guy, and they have to go home realizing that they did their duty, but that duty was very difficult. So pray for those families and pray for all the churches that are involved up here. What I love about our neighborhood is we're working hard together to minister to people who have been affected by this. And wherever you find yourself, pray for your community and especially pray for your Oikos, the 8-15 people that God has purposefully and providentially placed in your relational world. You'll see God do amazing things through you.
Excellent. Pastor Scott Farrell from First Baptist Church in San Diego, the website fbcsd.com. Also Facebook the exact same way. And don't forget that Pastor Scott is on KPRZ Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Gives you a good chance to hear the style teaching, but this gives you a great chance to hear his heart, and that's the most important.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you, David, for having me.
Appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You're going to take a short break, then come back with another DDD. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted KPRZ partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, real estate, thinksam.com. Thanks.
It's something I call atmospheric holiness. This is Jim Garlow. A number of years ago, I took our pastoral staff to visit 37 churches in 3 days. An interesting dynamic occurred. Within a few minutes, they could detect a presence or even an absence of the Holy Spirit in the life stream of that church. In Leviticus 11:44, God says, "I am the Lord your God. Consecrate yourselves and be holy, because I am holy." Think about it. Churches, like individuals, sometimes walk through very deep waters, painful and even humiliating experiences. If we respond properly, biblically, we can create an opportunity for God's grace to be poured out. It can place an individual or a church in a posture to be more vulnerable in receiving the thumbprint of Christ's righteousness. Conditions which I believe create an environment for God to do what He does best by His grace. There's more at jimgarlow.com.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins talked about a judge's decision to block the president's penalty on sanctuary cities.
This judge out in San Francisco, the Ninth Circuit, blocking the president, saying we're not going to give money to these cities that violate the law on sanctuary cities, and the federal judge blocks it and says you can't do that. I mean, every time they turn around, they're trying to block what he is doing. And the federal government uses these strings all the time. And I know this from personal experience in the Louisiana legislature, where we had to lower our speed limit, or we were going to lose highway dollars. If some of the things might be good, they have mandatory seatbelt laws, or you're going to lose highway dollars. I mean, the federal government is always using dollars to coax states to do what they want. And this is no different.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Great way to do it. I want to thank Pastor Scott Furrow from the First Baptist Church of San Diego, doing an excellent job coming on down. This was a kind of a at-the-last-minute scenario. And their church, located at 5055 Governor Drive. It's also quite cool that Pastor Scott has a show called Cultivating Ethos on Sundays at 10 a.m. I think his responses were measured, mature, proper, especially in lieu of the subject that we were talking about. So I encourage you to check them out at their church. They got a 9 and 10:30 service. Their website, fbcsd.com. A shout out to him and the crew that helped put that together, as well as our own Chris Squire and our own Tugboat Todd. Nice job on your guys' end helping me get some of the information. You know, when it's scripture and stuff, I don't typically need additional helps and outside, additional info. But when we've got subjects like we're talking about today, I need all the help I can get, and I have zero problem utilizing or taking advantage of that, so to speak. Let's get into what we will call our final DDD. I think we're going to close out with a Facebook post. So for today's show, or for today's 2 hours, this will be the final DDD. It's got a title, and it has been selected. It is called Let Go.
Hey, oh, let's go. Hey, oh, let's go.
Yeah, now that's let's go versus let go. You see that difference? Well, I love you, Tugboat Todd. I was like, but it was so close, Dave. It was like right there. All right, that's fine. You know, the sounds folks don't really make or break. Sometimes they're just absolutely hilarious, and sometimes, bizarre enough, they fit exactly in. That's kind of a weird time when that happens, too. Genesis chapter 19, we're going to look at verse 17 and verse 26. And this is what it says, and this is also following up what we talked about regarding Lot. When they had brought them outside, one said, "Escape for your life. Do not look behind you, and do not stay anywhere in the valley. Escape to the mountains, or you will be swept away." This is what the angels, the two angels, some say men, there's a reference showing they were angels and showing they were men, said to Lot and to his wife and to his two girls. Okay? And so they were like, hey, you know, don't look behind you. Do not stay anywhere in the valley. Escape to the mountains or you're going to be swept away. There's a lot of danger coming here. So verse 17 is pretty clear. Don't look back. Now, let me say something about that. Sometimes we just need to stop looking back. The enemy is really good at manipulating things that we might focus on. Now, there are things to look back towards, like the great workings of God in our life. I would tell any Christian, if I can get a hold of them in their first year and convince them, keep a prayer journal for the things that you pray and the things that God answers throughout your lifetime, I believe that would be one of the most beneficial books in a person's life. Those are the things that are okay to kind of concentrate on in regards to the past. That's okay. You want to think about the great glories. Or memorials by which the Lord sets up things. Memorials are a terrific thing where you get to reflect and review and renew and even refresh yourself on the great workings of God. There's no question about that. But there are things in your life that you need to let go of. There are things in my life that I need to let go of. And it's amazing how the enemy brings them up at awkward times for awkward reflections to create nothing but awkward responses. Here in verse 17, they say, don't look behind you. Don't look back. Sometimes you just need to let go. Now, Lot had to say goodbye to a big part of his life. You know that, right? He was living in this community. He was a part of this community. He was connected to some within the community. Whether he was, you know, grieved by their attitudes and their actions or not, he was a part of it. And he had to let go, let go, let go. And that is what I find to be one of the hardest things to do. Is when you're comfortable with something is to let go. You know, when somebody takes on a new position or a new job or a new career, while they will retain certain things from the past, there's things they need to let go of because it's new. It's not the same position. If you, for example, were in a servants-oriented realm and then went into management, you have to look at the job different. So it's just what it is. You can't change that. You have to approach things differently. There's some things you need to let go of. And sometimes that's hard. I find it to be very difficult to let go of some things. That's ironic because other things I seem to let go of really easy. But letting go sometimes is hard. I want you to know, verse 26 says this, but his wife, referring to Lot, from behind him, which means that she was behind him while she was walking, looked back and she became a pillar of salt. Kind of like a salt stick. You know, it's like, ooh, that's not good. And for those that don't recognize this and are in their own little, you know, la-la world and don't think this was a valid element, Luke chapter 17, verse 22, Jesus quotes this story by saying, remember Lot's wife. Hey, there is a time, folks, not to look back. There is a time to go, that's the end of that. I have to say it, and I know people, I'll get a lot of letters on this, but I have to say it. There are some relationships that you have had that had a lot of bad. And everything about it, a lot of bad. You know what? Forget it. Move on. It's hard to get into the new relationship if you're stuck in the insanity of the old one. Sometimes you got to let that stuff go. Just like, yep, I got to be done with this. We've talked about this numerous times. Really difficult to walk forward while you are looking backwards. I do not advise you to do that on a major road going to a mall. Walking across the street where all those cars are going, not looking forward where you're going, just looking backwards. That is the most likely you will ever find yourself getting hit by a car. And just in case you need further evidence of the danger of that inappropriate look back, you just kind of consider Acts 7:39, where it says, "But our fathers refused to obey him. Instead, they rejected him and in their hearts turned back to Egypt." They're in their own hearts turned back to Egypt, turned back to the bondage, turned back to that which oppressed them on a day-by-day basis, and started to long for their slavery again. And the answer to that is stop turning back. That stuff, it'll mess you up. There are things to let go of and to move forward on. This one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind me and pressing forward to the things which are before me. Yes, that has to do with salvation in the old man and the new man primarily, but don't tell me that's not a good principle. There are times where the things in your past are draining to you, and looking back at them is a bad idea. I'll tell you one thing that this really applies to in relationships, and that's husbands and wives who hold on to a fight that happened 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 5 months ago. Oh, I can't believe you said that to me during a fight. It was a fight, right? You're still thinking about this 5 years later? That is wrong. That's way wrong. This is some things you just let it go. But he said this really hurtful thing. Let it go. When she said, "I look like a fat tub of goo," let it go. Come on. You can't keep a record of wrongs and love somebody. Just in case you're wondering. You can double check 1 Corinthians 13. Let me check. Yeah. Love keeps no record of wrongs. Okay. Some things have to be let go. Some things should be let go. Some things should be kicked to the curb. Come on. It's a new day. God's granted you new life, new breath, new grace, new mercy. It's fresh. It's new. Life is all over again. Let's then let the past go so it doesn't pull you back down. Too many people are looking back too often and getting hurt. A little less pain, a little more forward looking. God said in Revelation 21:5, "I make all things new." Why don't you be a part of that? I make all things new. Cool. Because I'd rather have a new In-N-Out cheeseburger than one that's 5 months old. Yes? Yes. All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
What could be better than getting answers to our why questions? Trusting a good and powerful God.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional is written by Jennifer Benson Schull. What would you do if the Lord showed up in the middle of your workday with a message? Well, this happened to Gideon, one of the ancient Israelites. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, "Mighty hero, the Lord is with you." Gideon could have responded with a wordless nod and gulp, but instead he said, "If the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us?" Gideon wanted to know why it seemed as if God had abandoned his people. God didn't answer that question. After Gideon had endured 7 years of enemy attacks, starvation, and hiding in caves, God didn't explain why he never intervened. God could have revealed Israel's past sin as the reason, but instead he gave Gideon hope for the future. God said, "Go with the strength you have. I will be with you, and you will destroy the Midianites." Do you ever wonder why God has allowed suffering in your life? Instead of answering that specific question, God may satisfy you with his nearness today and remind you that you can rely on his strength when you feel weak. When Gideon finally believed that God was with him and would help him, he built an altar and called it, "The Lord is Peace." There is peace in knowing whatever we do and wherever we go with God, who promised never to leave or forsake his followers. Now you can get Our Daily Bread delivered fresh to your inbox. Sign up for the email devotional when you visit odb.org. That's odb.org. Thanks for listening to Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
A man saw a friend of his and asked how he was doing. "Not so good," the friend replied. "I'm a little confused." "Why are you confused?" the man asked. "Well, at breakfast yesterday, my horoscope told me to do something, but then at supper last night, my fortune cookie contradicted my horoscope." Actually, I think that man's confusion began long before he got that conflicting advice. The Bible's advice for all who need guidance is not confusing at all. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not depend on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct your paths. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's guidance on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Very, very, I thought it was a good variety show. This is what we kind of had going on today. Tomorrow, we're going to have our wonderful professor of retirement joining us. Plus, we have a four-parter in the first hour. That should be fun. It's always fun to do that. I do remind you, would like to remind you, if you don't mind, please check out HisAppointment.com. It's the book that I wrote. Had a couple more people purchase the book over the last couple of days. I appreciate that. Hope the book is a blessing. It has been edited, so it is not quite as dumb as it sounds, the way I made it sound. It's a little bit more, properly edited. Might be a nice way to say it. If you want to reach me, davidspoon@kprz.com is an excellent way to go about that. And I would be glad. I try to get to all emails. I can't get to every email, it turns out, but I get to many, many, many emails. And again, if you want to send me a private message through Facebook, you are more than welcome to do that. All right. We have a Facebook post that we are getting ready to share. Do we have music on this Facebook post? So tomorrow, right now, come on. So that's what you were playing when we came back, right? It's kind of like the same thing.
I saw it says now and now.
Yeah, okay. Here's the title. The title is "And Now and Here and Yes." Now, once we do the thing, you'll be like, going, "Oh, that's different." And now and here and yes. Psalm 27, verse 13. Psalm 27, verse 13. "I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So here is something for us to be aware of. We can have confidence in something, and it has to do with the goodness of the Lord, but there is a genuine disconnect for a lot of Christians. A lot of Christians think that the only good thing that God is going to bring into our lives is in the sweet by and by. That's kind of how they act, too. Again, this is not a passage for you to think, "Oh, well, the Lord's going to show me goodness in the land of the living, therefore I'm going to get a yellow Ferrari." Okay, that's not what it says. It does say you will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Of course, in every interaction God grants you by His character, the goodness of the Lord is manifest. Okay? I mean, it's just... okay, got it. So just by the way God engages with you in the land of the living, which for those that are trying to figure out if there's some spiritual deep phrase behind that, it's the land of the living. It's not the sweet by and by. It's the sweet now and now. And the goodness of God comes by his character and his engagement with us, of which we should be appreciative. I mean, that is without a doubt. The fact that his goodness is extended to you through mercy, through grace, through kindness, through forgiveness is indisputable. You will also see the hand of the Lord in goodness in different things that you encounter, in circumstances, in situations, in your development as a human being, and perhaps in the things which God surrounds you with. That is up to the God. That is up to God to determine, not you to determine. And I want to make sure that you understand that difference. What you think is good for you and what I think is good for me does not necessitate that that is the Lord's goodness in our lives for us. Keep in mind, there is this vast difference between what the Lord determines is good and his goodness and what we determine is good and our goodness. But you can have confidence in this. If in this life there is something that the Lord is going to bestow onto you, be it physical, be it relational, be it situational, it will be full of goodness, and it will be in the land of the living as well. Now, we know for sure in the land that we are going to in the sweet by and by, everything's going to be totally awesome all the time. That's just great. But you don't have to sit there and go, I'm never going to see anything good for 60 years. That's not true. That's a lie. And I will tell you that things that I thought were of great value and goodness to me have changed only in the last couple of years of my life. Because now what I consider good is something far beyond what my flesh tries to reach to. I see the goodness of God in my children and the goodness of God in the continuation of my family. I see the value of the offspring standing firm in the principles of the kingdom of God. And that's a greater goodness than me having 20 acres with a riding mower, if you get what I'm saying. There are great things the Lord has for us, even now in the land of the living. I look forward to every one of them. But I don't want to miss what he really demonstrates is good and what really has true value. I am still confident of this, which means we should be confident. I will see, something you will engage with, the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, in the here and the now, not just the sweet by and by. His goodness is a gift that he gives you. Here's the challenge. We'll close with this. Stop looking for things that you just consider are good. Ask God to help you see his goodness when it manifests in your life. Don't be so self-centered or selfish that you can't see the goodness of God in the land of the living. I promise his goodness for you is better than your goodness for you. All right, folks. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a 22-hour break, then we'll be back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Well, there is one who is faithful and true. He's a prince, he's a warrior.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.